everybody from Jacksonville, sunny Jacksonville. Welcome to Cleveland Browns Today. Jim Donovan joined by Doug Deacon. We land. It's 81 degrees in Jacksonville. Looking for more tomorrow when the 3-2 Browns take on the winless Jacksonville Jaguars. And you know what? The weather could be a little bit of a factor.
Yes, it will be. I mean, especially for the Browns, who we've had good weather up in Cleveland for playing football, but this will be a little tough. You know, test the endurance of some of them.
All right, let's talk about the running game. The Browns only went with two running backs last week. They went with Ben Tate. They went with Isaiah Crowell. Terrence West did not dress for the game. That will change in this game. West will be back in there, so the Browns will have three running backs. And again, you wonder, how do they divvy it all up?
Well, I think Ben Tate has shown that he's earned the right to get the majority of the carries. But it's a nice change of pace to throw Crowell in there because I think he gives you some good hard running. And West, you know, I think he's learned his lesson. And hopefully now with a week sitting on the sidelines, he'll have a different attitude and be a very productive player.
Let's go to the offensive line. Alex Mack is out for the year with the broken leg. McQuiston will go to guard. But the big move, of course, John Greco taking the spot of an all-pro center. But he did very well last week. And that's the key. You have to think that Jacksonville will go after that.
Yeah, and amazingly, he did a great job because, you know, not having taken a lot of snaps and then having to set up the protection for everybody, John did a great job. He moves well on his feet, so I think there shouldn't be much of a fall off. But you do not replace an Alex Mack.
Absolutely. Let's go over to defense right now, Doug. The Browns' defensive line playing, of course. Armani Bryant is gone for the year. A lot of guys are banged up as they come into this game. It's the time of the year that happens, and it happens to every NFL team. What do you think?
Well, you know, injuries are a great equalizer in the NFL, and I think the Browns showed last week the depth that they have because, you know, all of a sudden John Hughes, who's only taken a few snaps this season, he stepped up, earned a game ball, and the same could be said for Bryant as long as Kitchen.
All right, big game for the Browns. They'll try and make it three wins in a row, go to 4-2, and then get back home for two home games in a row. But this one first, Browns and Jaguars coming up tomorrow. That's it for Cleveland Browns Today. For Doug Deacon, I'm Jim Donovan, and a lot of Browns fans here in Jacksonville on ClevelandBrowns.com.